If you're a baby boomer on the job hunt, you are in the right part of the country to find a job. The AARP is out with its list of the 50 best employers for baby boomers, and many of them are right here in our own backyard.
Joining us to break it down, MarketWatch finance reporter Andrea Coombs. Thanks for being with us, Andrea.
Thanks for having me on.
So what was the criteria for the local companies to get on the list, which is a pretty good list to be on?
It is. It's a great list. It is nationwide, but there are, as you noted, a lot of companies in D.C. and Virginia, all around there. And some of the criteria include, really, it's all about recruiting and retaining older workers. You know, that these companies have programs that do those two things. They recruit, they retain workers. For instance, NIH, National Institutes of Health, is number one on the list. They're over their total workforce, almost half of their workers are 50 years old or older. So clearly they're making an effort to keep older workers on board. And they're just a wide variety of ways they do that. They offer health insurance benefits for full and part-time workers. And this is not only NIH, but I'm talking across the whole list, all these companies. A lot of flexible work arrangements, telecommuting, job sharing. Many of these companies let you work part-time but receive full-time benefits. A lot of career development programs. Michelin is not in your area, but it is the tire company. They said that 40% of their white-collar workforce came from blue-collar positions. So there's a lot of career development going on. You know, maybe you're an older worker and you're kind of tired of your job. Well, a lot of these companies will do everything they can to help you find another job in the company. So just a real, wide range of benefits offered here.
Is this a short-term function of the economy, or is this a trend maybe we could expect more companies to buy into in the future?
It's a really good question. I would say actually that, I didn't ask AARP this, but the number of companies that applied this year was not at the highest level ever. There have been years where more companies applied to be on the list. So I think actually the economy might make some of these programs a little less common than otherwise. But when you look at this list this year, a lot of healthcare companies on there, and a lot of educational institutions, universities and such. And those two industries, they really need to retain their skilled workforce. Find that their skilled workforce is retiring and they don't necessarily want them to. They need those people. So it's in some ways a function of the specific workforces that these companies are need. But I would say that given the current economy, I would say these types of programs are probably relatively rare with the broader workforce. It's really employers have the upper hand, you might say, in terms of hiring these days. So these companies really stand out the fact that they're doing these programs despite the workforce.
Thank you so much, Andrea. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's MarketWatch finance reporter Andrea Coombs. By the way, 4 Washington area employers landed in the top 15 on that AARP list. You can see it at our website. AARP is the search term.